With Halloween just 1 week away, it's necessary for all of us to see at least one scary movie. Whether or not the new version of Stephen King's classic thriller Carrie meets those needs depends on whether or not one has seen the 1976 original. This film fairly faithfully tells the same story that is in King's original novel, highly recommended reading, by the way, that of an outcast teenage girl, Carrie. Carrie is horrified and humiliated when she experiences her first period in her high school gym class and is tormented by other high school girls. Given no such knowledge of female functions by her hyper-religious mother, Carrie is disoriented and confused until she discovers she has telekinetic powers. She slowly builds these abilities as a means of countering her domineering mother and potentially taking revenge on the high schoolers who've tormented her for so long. Meanwhile, the girls who tormented her are subjected to a rigorous gym detention for the treatment of Carrie during the week leading up to prom. One of the girls, Chris, rebels against the detention, and when she's banned from prom, she plots revenge on Carrie. Another girl, Sue, sympathizes and plans to make amends with Carrie by having her boyfriend, Billy, take Carrie to prom. All these plans build to a terrifying climax at the dance, which, if anyone has seen the original, knows is chilling. If anyone hasn't, they won't be disappointed with what's in the film, the new one. I tried not to compare the two films, I really did. But the original has become such a staple of the horror film genre that I don't see how it's avoidable. Julianne Moore is an always strong actress and did a fine job as Carrie's mother Margaret, but she didn't have nearly as much chilliness as Piper Laurie does. Chloe Grace Moretz, I think that's how you say her name, seems to be playing Carrie as just a girl who's trying to find some inner strength. And by the time we get to the prom, she's been glamorized to the point where she could easily be mistaken for any of the girls who were throwing tampons at her at the beginning of the movie. When Sissy Spacek portrayed Carrie, she portrayed her as a waif, showing isolation, fear, and ultimately anger. It's no wonder she got an Oscar nomination. I guess my conclusion is, if one is interested in seeing this story with modern clothes, iPhones, and internet references, then go. If not, then rent or Netflix the original. For KRWG, this is Jack Fields with the Weekly Film Review.